The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 576. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
576, the number of the beast.
Not yet.
Doesn't work.
Chris Seeley.
What's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
So I guess that DLSS 10 will be the whole game is AI.
Oh shit. Barry Burton starts us off with the first comment. DLSS 5 off and on. off is like, it looks like a Minecraft character, and then with on, it's Torrance. That's funny, man. What's going on, Logic Wins? You already know. All right, guys, you know what we're going to talk about. Actually, we only got two topics tonight, and they're going to be enough for a full show, hour and a half and maybe a little more, right? We're going to talk about Crimson Desert, and we're going to talk about DLSS 5. You already know, bro. If anything, I'm not even being facetious here. If anything else happened in gaming, I have no idea, because these two topics sucked up all the bandwidth, you know?
Shenmue remastered or whatever.
Oh, they're already remastered with the first one.
No, Shenmue 3 enhanced. Or
oh,
something.
Already?
It's good.
I mean, I guess it's been 5 years, right? What are you gonna say, Chris?
I'm gonna say pour one out for the what was the studio? Red something. The guys who make the Tom Clancy games.
Oh, they're shit! Shuttered. Oh, yeah, not...
Storm.
Yep. Red Storm. Yeah.
Red Storm. Yeah. Pour one out for Red Storm, man.
Damn, bro. Did I hear about the Highgarden Studio? They're gone too. Like they officially closed them down.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Please confirm that for me. But I think I heard that too. That studio's closed.
Yes. I mean, they only had like a two digit staff.
Yeah.
At one point,
Jeff Keighley. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Jeff Keighley. And before we start, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Danny Pena from Gamertag Radio. He was in the city last night.
Live on York?
Yeah, so we hung out, had some beers, good conversations, and also I'm plugging him. It is a segue to the first topic here. I also filmed like a review in progress of Crimson Desert with him for Gamertag Radio. That episode's up, so go please listen to it. And now listen to me talk about Crimson Desert here on Throwdown, as I promised. You know, yes, shout out to Danny, of course. So, yes, the game's finally out, you know, much hyped game. People have been talking about it. And yes, as you guys know, I have been playing it because I was able to at least tell you that I've been playing the game. My review went live yesterday, 6 p.m. Eastern embargo, which is a very strange time, you know, but I guess because the game's Korean, you know, shit like that. I guess it would be like what? I don't know what time it would be in Korea, but it would be in the morning. It would be in the morning, you know? What's going on, otaku man? Let's get into it, my review here. And I'm going to read you my entire review from Tom's Guide. Actually, no, I'm just going to use it as a baseline. Basically, long short of it is, if I could sum up the game in one word, it'll be overwhelming. It's just throw so much shit at you, bro. Like, those first hours, it's just like fucking fire hose of like, you know, like systems and mechanics, and they don't hold your hand. They throw your fucking ass in the world. It's like, you figure it out, you know? And I said this in my review too. I'm very thankful for the Discord group that they created for us, because I wouldn't have figured out half this shit, because those puzzles make no fucking sense, you know? We were told that's deliberate. Apparently that's like a holdover from Black Desert Online, where they want the community to find stuff out together and share information. So that's still here, which is cool, you know?
I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, I mean, something like that was done with the Resident Evil 9, where there was a final puzzle and there was just all these different, you know, groups that, you know, came together to try to figure out what, the, how to complete that puzzle. So yeah, I could see that being a thing.
Yeah. For the entire game though, which is pretty, cause like, yo, like these bosses, the fucking puzzles and some of the stuff, like the game does not tell you shit. And even when it does tell you, it's just the most vague shit, you know? And I'll be honest too, like some of the people in the Discord, even though everybody's cool, sometimes they will try to help you out. It's like, you didn't give me enough information, dude. You know, but anyway, so yeah. Giant,
you call yourself a writer?
Yeah. Well, these guys, well, some of these aren't writers, you know, oh. Content creators.
Oh. Yeah.
And there was definitely kind of a split there. I know this is kind of away from the game, but I have a split there. It's like the creators were really, really focused on, you know, like, you know, just exploring every single nook and cranny, getting the most out of it. The writers like me, it's like, yo, when am I going to finish this shit? I got a fucking embargo. You know,
yo, man, I got shit to do. Man.
Yo, I got a 9-to-5 motherfucker, you know? So that's part of the reason. It's like, if you are willing to surrender your life to this game, you're going to find a lot of game here. I gave it a 4 out of 5 because even though it's not for me, I appreciate the ambition and scope. Because it's a big fucking game, man. Like, when you just, like, zoom out into the map, you see where you start and how far the actual Crimson Desert is. You're like, oh, fuck. That's going to be a minute. It's not going to take you 4 hours to get there like John Lindemann. If you mm-hmm. you know, get on your horse, you could probably get there in, like, maybe 30 minutes real time. You know, because the game doesn't exactly have a lot of fast travel points. And if you're in the middle of a mission, you can't use those shits at all, you know, and the fast travel points are, at least when I played the game, were not in like convenient places. They were just far off. Apparently the day one patch put one in the first starting town and at your main base camp. I'm like, oh, I would have loved to have that shit. Every time I complete a mission, it's like, all right, time to trek back to the main, to the camp, you know, let's go on fucking horse. Manny, you're going to ask some.
No, I was going to say, would old Tony think, who had time, would this be something he would have played?
It's a tricky question. Mm-hmm. Because older Tony wasn't as open to fantasy games as I am now.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, because that is one of the criticisms that it's gotten, and I kind of brought this up too. It wasn't a big deal for me, but I understand the criticism. Basically, people felt the story was bland and the characters were bland. I actually agree with that, but it didn't bother me too much because this is one of those games where it's really about the mechanics and shit. But I do also agree, and that's a conversation I had with Paris. I was like, yeah, you know what? Because I didn't think about it like that. I was like, think about Red Dead Redemption 2, right? That's a big game too. But what kept me hooked? Those fucking characters in the story. I was there, you know? With this one, it got to a point where I'm playing it out of obligation because I need to finish this review. You know, and I, by the way, in my review, I was straight up. I'm like, I didn't finish this fucking game. I put 30 hours. That's all I had, you know, but I'm pretty sure if this was more engaging, I probably would have found more time, you know. By the way, insider baseball shit, they wanted us to play for 50 to 80 hours before we did the review. Like, fuck, that's a lot. And they were like, yo, that's just to beat the main game, you know. But yeah.
No one has that kind of time. Only, yeah. Only Ashton Sharma has that kind of time.
Damn, right? She does. All the people playing. But again, like, I've sunk that kind of time into other games and shit. But, you know, this is again, I think because it doesn't have that drive, that narrative drive to keep you going. It's like, you know, I wasn't as compelled. But the things you do in it are pretty interesting, right? Like, you know, you have your regular combat, sword and shield, and then these crazy magic powers. Yo, I was watching some videos today. Motherfuckers are doing shit. I'm like, I don't even know how to do this stuff. They're throwing like energy balls and shit flying in the air, crashing into the ground, doing fireball. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I didn't do any of that. I was just hacking away with a sword, you know, and dodging and shit. But it goes to show you how much is in there. And there's other stuff that I didn't even get to touch either, like fucking dragons and mechs. None of that. Like, again, I played 30 hours. And I'm sticking to the main story. I didn't see any of that stuff. It just shows you how much is in there, you know? And, like, Yeah, again, there's like a shit ton of mini games, you know, horseback riding, archery, fucking wrestling. I'm not making this up, by the way. You know, it's like they went crazy. Fucking gambling, investing in banks and shit, dyeing your armor. Like, they go crazy. And then they have, because you're a member of this group called the Grey Main, so you have their base camp. You could build it up, send motherfuckers on missions, you know, get more money, do side quests. And the amount of side quests in this game, man, is crazy. You know, it's like, because there's the factions, and each faction has, like, I'm not exaggerating, like, minimum 50 missions per one. That's on the low end. There's factions with even more. So it's like you have dozens and dozens of factions with, like, minimum 50 missions each. This is the game you're going to know life, bro, you know? But I think for people who are into that, they'll definitely will enjoy it. I already see it on Twitter, you know? But yeah, overall, I think it's a good game, very ambitious game, but I'm also not going to go back to it. I think I'm good. I had my fill, you know? I'd rather get my life back, you know? But yeah, you guys have any questions for me that I could answer?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
So one thing that I saw that was, I guess, partly a critique about the game was the difficulty of the bosses.
Oh, they're brutal.
How did you see those?
Let's focus on the bosses, right? Because this is part of the reason why I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to sink too much time into this shit. You'll face a boss, mm-hmm. and the bosses each have, and it's just from where I played, it could be more, 3 stages of health each, right? So it's like when you beat the boss, like, hold on. This motherfucker's taking on another form now. So what typically happened, this is some other people too, so it's not just me that experiences. You fight a boss, get your ass whipped, you go through all your healing items. And when I say healing items, I mean food that you cook, right? You go through all your fucking food and shit. Then it's like, okay, I died. I have no more food left. I could either, you know, go back to a previous save point where I had food and try again, or take your horse right back to town and go to the butcher shop, get some meat, go to the fucking grocery store. It's not a grocery, but it's like whatever the fuck they're called for medieval times. Get some vegetables and salt and shit. You know, go to the fucking, you know,
The bodega.
Get all that shit. Get your bread and then cook more shit, you know, and then hope you have enough food to make it through that battle, you know. So yeah, they're pretty tough, bro, you know? And I can't even say, like, when you beat the boss, you feel satisfied. You just feel relieved that it's over. You know, like, oh, fuck, thank God, you know? Like, yo, the last boss, I'm still stuck on him now. And there's videos of him, so I can say this giant fucking gorilla. Bro, I got him to the third stage, this much fucking health, man. And then the camera got stupid on me because the lock on it said, fuck it, I don't want to lock on to shit, you know? And then he kills me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another one I promise. Like, the lock on system is very finicky. I don't know if they fixed it with a day one patch, but the shit, I would lock on to people and then it was just like, I don't feel like locking on to them no more. You know, like, yo, what are we doing right now? You know? So yeah, whatever you've seen about the boss battles, Carlos, it's true.
So another question.
Yeah, go ahead. Why is it?
Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich, and then Carlos goes next.
I had 2 quick questions, but I'll let Carlos go first.
Yeah, yes. I'll use this time to give a shout out to my man, Mr. Gary Swaby, in the chat.
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Oh, this is a little bit of a reunion because Jeffrey's in the chat too. Yo, okay. So this must have happened before the pandemic. No, it had to be before the pandemic. Gary was in New York. He was visiting. And then it was me, him, Jeffrey, and Dana. We went to Barcade. Then we went to this ramen place. That was a good fucking night. So, you know, shout out to all those lovely people. Carlos, I think it was you and then Richard Lowe.
So you mentioned the whole thing with the fast travel.
Yeah.
So you said those places are sparse, right?
Yeah, very sparse.
Okay, because I did. So just to let everyone know, I got the game. I played maybe the first half hour, 40 minutes maybe. And the first thing I did is I turned on the map, and that shit is crazy, man. It's huge.
See that shit, right? It's huge.
So yeah, I was just curious about that because I'm wondering, man, if I have to go from one side of the map to the other and there's like little fast travel points, then it might get annoying.
Yeah, and you have to unlock these travel points. They're not just given to you, you know? So when you go to a
How does one unlock these?
You have to do some little fucking puzzle or whatever, you know, which is sometimes they're not fun. You know, these puzzles are like weird. But yeah, so usually when you end up in a new area, it's like, you know, and you don't find the fast travel in that area, if you want to go back, you got to hoof it all the way back, you know? So it's pretty crazy. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, yes, two specific questions. Now, one question I will ask, because I did get a chance to play this and when I was at the preview events, but this is something I've always wanted to get someone else's opinion on. So in terms of the controls, now, were you able to really figure things out very quickly as far as the combat and stuff like that? Because when I played the preview build, multiple times I had to remind myself, well, you have to press this button or that button. So I was just was curious, was it easier to dive into using the controls when you started playing this game?
Yeah, I didn't really have too much of a problem because, yeah, you, initially you're like, wait, what? Because the attack the attack buttons are in the shoulders. But generally speaking, not too much. The only thing that weirded me out sometimes was jump was the – because I'm think of an Xbox controller, right, because I'm playing on PC. X was the jump button, which is strange. You know, it's not you know,
it's the top. That's the top button, right?
It's like, you know, X, Y, A, B, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it would be like the square button on the PlayStation controller. But no, Rich, you, go ahead.
Doesn't the game allow you to switch those around?
Maybe, but I don't. When I play a review game, I never switch the controls. I keep them as is, you know? That's also why, I mean, I couldn't do it in this game anyway, but that's also why I don't change the difficulty in games when I review them. I keep everything standard, you know? So if you can remap your buttons, I'm pretty sure on PC you can, but I didn't. I'm like, let me just play the way the developers want me to, which will be a theme later, Manny, by the way, you know, developer intent.
Yes.
So yeah, Rich, I didn't find it too difficult and I got acclimated to them fairly quickly. There is some weird stuff like they call, it's like point and jump. Like basically you could like click, I think on the L left analog stick and you see like a glow and you could like point it and then you press the X button and you hop. It's kind of weird. That took me a little getting used to, but generally speaking, not too much, you know. And there's also parrying with the L1 button. It's called something else on Xbox, but it's L1. But yeah, not too much. What was your other question?
Okay, that's good. This is good to hear. Now, here is the other question. With the consensus of all of the coverage I have seen, multiple people have been saying it takes forever to get into this game. And that was a question that I wanted to ask you. Now, you said that you played it for 30 hours. So yeah. I know you said you will not go back to this game, but I want to know, was the first 30 hours interesting? Or, I mean, was you ready for it to be over with by the time you got to the 30 hour mark?
Yeah, I kind of wanted it to be done, you know, because again, it's not that I don't like the game. It's just I kept hitting these bottlenecks, whether it be a boss or a fucking puzzle. The puzzles were more like bosses than the bosses were. At least I know what I got to do with a boss. Just hack that motherfucker until he's dead, you know. But with these puzzles, like, wait, what? You know, so it's like sometimes I'll take a day or two off. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. Come, you know, I'm coming home from work. I'm fucking tired. I'm like, I don't want to deal with bullshit right now, you know. So that it's little things like that, those friction points that ultimately like made me go, you know what, I'm good. And like I was telling you guys off air last week, I'm like, if I were to decide I'm going to finish this game, I know with the time I have, because I generally only have like 2 or 3 hours per weekday. During the weekend, I could play longer, obviously. It would take me until like deep summer to beat this. I'm like, I don't want to devote that kind of time to a fucking video game. Not anymore. I'm good. You know, like the only game that I will do that for is like GTA 6 or anything from Rockstar. You know, that's about it. Like one of the games that broke me in that regard was Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm like, okay, you can't be doing this shit no more, bro. You know, any other questions? Either from you guys or the chat.
So one thing that I'm surprised about is when I launched the game, it by default was in ultra settings.
Yeah.
and it ran decent. I mean, it's not the best. It was under 60 frames, but it was decent. I was like expecting it to be 30 or less than 30. So how did it run for you?
Yeah, same deal. Like for me, for my system, it defaulted to 4K Ultra and it ran pretty well. Like obviously I got it to run better when I turned on DLSS.
DLSS 5 or 4?
You know, well, they gave you options for 4 and 4 and 4.5, right? But I don't think my GPU supports either of them. So I just defaulted to 4. But it did run it a little better. I actually, weirdly enough, did not turn on the frame counter for this. But yeah, I'm glad you bring up this question because, you know, you would assume a game this fucking big and shit would be clunky as fuck. I was extremely surprised by how well it ran, you know, and I'm not saying it ran well enough for this. Like, no, it just ran very well. I didn't have any stuttering issues. The game never fucking froze or, you know, blocked up on me. I didn't see any weird graphical shit. There is, oddly enough, some draw in on closer shit. Like, you know, sometimes I'm going with the horse or whatever and like the grass kind of forms in front of you. But then, weird enough, the stuff in the far background always stays consistent, you know? But no, overall, they optimized this game very, very well. If you look at the system specs, they're not even that, you know, the recommended one. They're not that demanding. You know, like, all my shit is, like, higher than what they demanded. So maybe that's why. And obviously, the big question I have is, what does this shit run like on PS5 and Xbox? By the way, again, because I've been busy with other stuff, mostly this DLSS bullshit.
No,
there's apparently some problem getting this game to run on Xbox or something. I saw Kit Smooth yelling about this, but I haven't looked into it enough to find out what the hell's going on there. But you know, I know Digital Foundry has that video about, the fuck, let me turn this shit off. Shout out to Danny Pena again. Like on PS5 Pro, they have a video on that and we will be talking about Digital Foundry. I'm dropping all kinds of hints tonight. It's like these stories are interconnected, you know. Digital Foundry did a PS5 Pro video, and I guess it runs really well on that. But I'm very curious about the base PS5 and base Xbox, you know. But I'm on my PC, it ran pretty damn well, man.
Also, another question, kind of related: did you try to play this on the Steam Deck?
I did not. I probably should have, but I have not. So maybe we both should, Carlos, see what happens, you know.
Amanda?
Yeah, what's up, Rich?
A quick comment. Let me know how that is because I heard it does not run well on Steam Deck at all.
No, it's not Deck verified.
Nope.
Oh man. Yeah. Manny, you wanted to look like to say something before?
Nah.
All right. Okay, Brian, you go there.
Yeah. My question is, and I think this is by far the most important question of any game like this, which I've not seen anyone talk about yet, is how's the fishing minigame?
I didn't try it. I was like, fuck that. I'm not fishing. I got other shit to do. So I have no idea. But apparently you could like I'm actually glad you asked that. With some of the minigames, if you observe other people, like you'll learn how to do the thing, you know? Like more efficiently, which is pretty interesting, you know. Like I was doing this one fucking like a gambling mini game, and you could watch the other dudes and learn how to cheat, you know, which is pretty wild. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brian, I'm sorry I can't answer that. I didn't even try the fishing. I'm like, I'm good. There's so many fucking mini games. I'm like, what are we doing here? You know.
Here's a question: is it in terms of mini games and the quantity of them, and how you interact with them. Is it better or worse than Final Fantasy VII Retrograde?
Rebirth.
I'm going to say better because they feel more natural. In Final Fantasy, they felt very forced. You know, I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. The fuck are we doing? Like, fishing makes sense. Archery makes sense. You know, jousting. Or actually, not jousting. Because there's like regular, like, there's a name for it. But it's like, you know, knights fighting and shit, you know? And even wrestling, that's all natural, you know? So I would say it's better integrated with this game. Like all the mini games feel like they're part of that world instead of just like, wait, what are we doing now? You know, or worse, they don't feel like they're there to pad at the time. It's just like, hey, if you're in this world, you're going to do shit like this, you know?
Nice. Do you feel like this, like what you got, do you feel like it's a skeleton of what could be like an all-time great game? I don't know if the question makes sense.
No, it does. It does. Like, because if you add a better story to this shit, yeah, it could be.
Because it feels like, from what I've seen, like it has literally everything, but it does everything really, really well. Yeah. It's just, you know, the narrative part, some, you know, quality of life stuff, and maybe a little bit of the combat, but like it seems like everything is everything that I see from the game looks pretty solid. It's just a story that's really lacking.
Yes.
That you know, kind of grabs the attention of the of people.
Yeah, the story is pretty much a secondary thing, you know, to be honest. So yeah, I think it could have been a great game. Because again, there's some interesting stuff. Like, yes, it is a quote unquote medieval world, but there's other things going on, some technology stuff. And like I said, later on, there's fucking trains and stuff, mechs. But yeah, like I think it's just the narrative part and the characters don't click as much. Even though some of the characters can be kind of cool. But at other times, it's like, okay, what are we doing right now? You know? Kuel says Koreans suck at stories and games. I mean, Stellblade was okay, you know? But nothing compelling. But yeah, overall, good game. You know, if you're willing to surrender your life to it, you'll get a lot out of it. If you are a type of person that really likes to kind of just do their thing in a game, just have a lot of system to play with, you're going to have a good time, you know? If you're like me and your time is limited, look elsewhere. You know, should just hire some manhwa writers. Well, says that's funny, man. Yo, hold on, there's somebody else in the chat I wanted to say shout out to. I think that may have been it. Yeah, shout out to everybody there. All right, man, let's get into a DLSS 5. All right, so I want to start this segment off with a little story time, right? So I was doing whatever the fuck I was doing some other shit at work, because this was happening during NVIDIA's CTC presentation, where they just, you know, it's mostly for investors and shit, you know, business partners, not really for us, but obviously they streamed it. So this happened at the tail end of it. But like I said, I was busy doing other stuff, so other guys on the site were covering it. So I just saw through the pipeline, you know, they're trying to suggest some headlines for the story. And they were like, oh, you know, NVIDIA revolutionizes graphics with DLSS 5. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, DLSS 5, let's fucking go. And you know me, and I want to make this very, very clear. I have always been a champion of DLSS. If you've listened to this podcast, if you've seen my tweets, if you've read my articles, you know I've been a champion of DLSS from the beginning, right? Because it helps people with, like, kind of, I'm not going to say lower-end machines, but that is also applicable, right? Like, you know, get like better frame rates, better resolution and stuff, you know, through machine learning. I've always championed that shit. I am a fan of DLSS, right? So when I heard, oh, DLSS 5 is the next revolution in graphics, I'm like, yeah, makes sense to me. This is fucking DLSS, right? I start getting fucking texts and shit, tweets, I'm like, the Discord's popping off. I'm like, oh, what's going on? I go in there, remember, I don't know what is happening. I just go in there. I see that gray shit, bro. My first thought, like, what the fuck is this AI slop? I go on Twitter. Everybody's going fucking ham, bro. Everybody. You're, you know, if you guys are watching this shit, let me make this quick. If you're watching this shit live, look at this shit, bro. Now, initially, they try to tell you, we're just changing the lighting. Does that look like they're changing the lighting to you? You know?
No, they're not.
This is not what it is. But initially, everybody's like, you're putting a fucking AI filter, an Instagram filter, a Yas Queen filter over fucking video games. It looks terrible. Carlos, hit me with that Grace one again, bro. We got to focus on this shit. Look at this bitch. That's fucking Aubrey Plaza, bro.
I was going to say Scarlett Johansson.
It's all of them. It's Sydney Sweeney. It's all of them in one. Look at this. Hold up. Carlos, can you slide it back a little bit? Because I want to look at normal Grace for a second. This is very important. Look at this shit. There's Grace, right? She has natural blonde hair, right? Pure blonde hair. Let it roll a little bit. This bitch dyes her hair. Look at the roots. Bags under her eyes, makeup, different lips. This isn't just lighting. This is a different character. You know, and I don't know if you have that other Grace clip ready, because the one thing I was thinking, like, hold on, how consistent is, look at this shit. Hold on, and pull on the full DLSS for this one. Does this look like the other chick we just saw? No, It doesn't. Granted, this model looks more like actual grace, but it shows you how inconsistent this shit is, right? And at first, people were like, oh, you know, like, why are you putting all this, you know, AI slop filter over it, right? Jensen Huang comes out the next day saying, oh, gamers are wrong. They don't understand what's happening here. We're taking the existing model and putting a large language model filter over it. Like, so you are putting an AI slop shit over it. You admitted it, you know? So all the arguments that you've seen out there, you know, that are against this, yeah, keep it going. That's fucking grace, bro. That's what Capcom intended. Not that other bullshit. And, bro, hold on. Just to be clear, I called Manny earlier today so I could get some of my frustrations out. I was thinking, because I don't want to be too mad during the show. Nope. I'm going off. Because this okay. So let me gather my thoughts here. Because there's a lot of people I could go after, right? But let's start with this. To prove my point, right? Because one of the things these fucking dumbasses were saying was like, oh, NVIDIA couldn't have done this without the company signing off on this. You can't be mad. The next day, would you find out? The game developers, not the higher-ups, the game developers, the people that made the game, the people who made that art, right? They were caught off guard like we were. Yeah, maybe the suits at Capcom PR and shit, they knew about it, not the fucking developers, and all of them were pissed. Not only them. Carlos, if you can, do you have the Assassin's Creed one? Because this one is wild too. You know, Ubisoft.
That'll take me a little bit longer, but
okay. But take your time with it. They were mad too. Like, yo, what the hell is going on here? And then other developers from other companies that weren't involved in this, Rockstar, you know, they're like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? You know, because basically what you're doing is you're erasing like the artistic vision of the original game and just homogenizing it. If you were to take all these screenshots, right, all these videos of the DLSS 5 on, they look like they're from the same game. They're no longer their own individual games. They're from different games, right? No, but there's some people out there that like this shit because it looks, quote unquote, real, because it looks more detailed. Yes. Yes, it does look, quote unquote, more real. Yes, it does look realistic. It also looks fake as fuck because it's AI shit. It's a sick. If you were to go on YouTube right now, please go to YouTube. You'll see fucking AI thumbnails all over. Please click on those fucking videos. They look exactly like this, right? There's this one scene they had of Hogwarts Legacy. You know, it was outdoors, like on an overcast day, moody kind of fog and shit. You know, kind of, you know, that ambiance going on. Turn the AI filter on, bro. By the way, I know it's not an AI filter, but I'm calling it that. Turn that shit on. It gets rid of all that moody shit. Makes it look, quote unquote, nice. You know, every character has hero lighting on them. Everything looks clean and pristine and perfect. You know, it is fucking disgusting. You know, and I'm so glad that, like, not only gamers, but game developers are calling this shit out, because this is not what we want, you know? And the funny thing is, I don't understand why NVIDIA showed this off when most gamers won't even be able to experience this shit. You know how they got this shit to run? They had to use two 5090s for this shit. One 5090 to run the actual game, and then another 5090 to run the fucking AI shit, you know? So it's look at Leon. By the way, the memes, I will say the memes are blinders. Look at this motherfucker. Hold on, let me zoom up. Go back to regular Leon, Carlos, for a second. Okay, there's Leon S. Kennedy, right? That's how he's supposed to look. Put the filter on. His race changed. He's Hispanic here. That's Leon, bruh. What? That's my people right now. You know.
By the way, yeah. Check this out. His face is glowing. Look at the edges of his face.
The hero lighting. Yeah. Look at this shit, bruh. They put that Instagram hero lighting bullshit on it. Go ahead, Carlos.
You're playing a survival horror game and you're glowing. You don't need a flashlight anymore.
He got a glow up.
He got a glow up.
You know? Yes, Logic Wins. It is disgraceful, you know? And then other thing I want to talk about, we got to talk about Digital Foundry, man. And by the way, thank you guys for allowing me to just go off, because I got ooh, your boy. Anyway, Digital Foundry, they were like, they had the exclusive on DLSS 5, right? So they go on, they put out a video glazing the shit, right? Not doing any kind of journalistic things, questioning things, right? oh, this is fantastic. This is great. You know, this is fantastic. Look at the tech. And here's the thing. To their credit, or rather, you know, in their defense, from a technological standpoint, I'm talking about purely technology. It is impressive technologically. So if you're one of those tech nerds, I get it, right? But then what happens the next day after the backlash? They come out and they put out an hour-long video, 55 minutes, right? Pretty much apologizing, saying, oh, we should have waited to hear people's consensus. Now, hold on. You just changed your mind in 24 hours? Now, here's my thing. I am not against somebody changing their mind if they get new information, right? I get that. But not in 24 hours. What happened was, and this purely Tony conjecture right now, although some people agree too, they saw how much backlash they were getting. By the way, some of the backlash was fucking stupid, very wrong. They were sending death threats to Digital Foundry. No, I don't condone that. That's fucked up. Don't do that type of shit, right? So they were getting so much heat. I think what happened was like, oh, we got to make a video, you know, because obviously Digital Foundry's on their own. They live and die by their fans, you know? So I think that's what happened. Maybe I'm being too cynical there, but I think they were like, yo, we got to pull this back a little bit. My thing is like, dude, stand on principle. If you like that tech, say it with your chest. Because I'll be honest. I don't have a problem with, if you like this, that's cool. I don't have a problem with it. It's all opinions, right? I have no problem with it, right? But in my opinion, this shit is disgraceful. No pun intended. Look at this little old woman's face. Like, nah, son, this isn't simple lighting. You're adding a whole layer on this shit, you know? And again, going back to my other point, from a technical standpoint, yes, this is impressive. From an artistic standpoint, it's insulting, you know? And this is something Manny and I were talking about beforehand, right? And Manny, you know, I'll let you go off because I know you got some thoughts too, right? This is what happens when you don't view games as art, when you view games as just content. And like, it's funny because that's literally what Jason Schreier described Crimson Desert as. It's just consume content. If you just think games are a product, if you know, this is what you get. It's absolutely horrifying, right? Like, granted, the DLSS5 that we get is probably not going to be able to do this shit, and you won't be able to do it unless you have a 50 series graphics card, right? So it'll be limited. And the last thing, and then maybe I'll let you go. All the demos that you saw were not curated by the developers. It was all just NVIDIA's tech, just purely thrown on there. Hence why everything looks the same, right? So maybe we'll get better results if the artists go in there and mess around with it. Because that's my thing. And I want this to be very clear. Despite how much of a critic I am, I am not against quote-unquote AI, LLMs, diffusion technology. I am not against it at all. I think it's actually pretty impressive stuff, right? And I use the shit myself. I would be very hypocritical, right? The reason I'm against this is not because they're using AI. It's because it looks like fucking shit, you know? There's motherfuckers out there that were like, oh, if you didn't know it was AI, you would be okay with it. No, I have fucking eyes, man. My eyes tell me that it's fucking AI slop. You know, if you make the shit look better, that's cool. I have no problem with it. But everything looks the same. It looks fucking homogenized. Don't come out here and tell me, oh, if you didn't know. You don't have to tell me. I'm not fucking blind. You know, look at the shit. You're going to tell me that's a simple lighting trick? You know, the only thing, and I'm glad you brought up the Starfield thing. It's the only thing I will say. Yes, it does make Starfield look better, but that's not saying much, is it?
So, Tony, real quick.
Yeah.
Remember we were having that conversation where I said I was 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Most of that 50 was the Starfield stuff. Yeah. Because I'm like, yo, the character models in Starfield and Bethesda games are horrendous. They're notoriously horrendous every time.
Yeah.
So that's where I can understand it. But yeah, the grace part, it just took me over the top. I'm like, This is stupid.
Like, how are you going to take... Okay, it's one thing to take a game that looks bad and make it look better like this. I guess a game that came out 2 weeks ago that's very popular, sold 6 million copies, by the way, at the time of this recording, right? No, Carlos, I don't know the attach rate. You know, I don't know how many systems were sold. But people know Grace. They like her. They like Leon, obviously. You're going to put them front and center and throw that fucking slop on them. You throw the slop filter on this bitch. No one cares, you know? No one gives a fuck. You don't do that shit to beloved characters, you know? Well, Go ahead, Chris.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I want to understand why, if Jensen Huang is all in on AI and he's pushing the stuff, right, left, right, and center, and the bubble relies on people investing in it, then why lie about the lighting thing?
Yeah.
Why did he say, like, it was just lighting changes? Like, dude, you're trying to shove AI everywhere. You're forcing companies to use it. You have investments moving back and forth, like weird stock buybacks and all this shit. Why would you come out and, like, lie like that? And then not even backtrack. Then you're like, well, gamers don't know what they're talking about. Like, what kind of statement is that?
Yeah, that
ridiculous.
Is ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Like, my man pulled a full Principal Skinner, right? Am I wrong here? No, it's the gamers that are wrong, you know, bro.
So, yeah. So, Chris, to answer your question, he doesn't really know.
He doesn't.
Because I strongly doubt that Jensen Huang knows what's going on with DLSS and GeForce, because all he cares about is how many graphics cards he's going to sell to the top companies in the world. And
I mean,
is how he's going to get China involved.
He doesn't even know what the end goal is of fucking AI. Is it AGI? What are you trying to do? He said he doesn't know. So clear. I agree with you, Carlos. He has no idea what's going on around him. And when people start yelling and screaming, he has to come out and go, "Hey, you don't understand what's happening." Oh, great statement.
Yeah,
insane.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos, so you have the football one, the video. And yes, I am calling. I am calling it football. You know, for our European fans out there. Because this another example of why this shit is like, bro, what are we doing right now? Because you have, you know, the AI faces over these bodies that have weird animations. So it's like, you're not even getting that part right, bro. You know? Yeah, here we go. Let me make the screen big. So there's the, you know, that's the regular game, you know? Then you got the slop filter. Do you have the video running? Because that slop face with the animation, you'll see it looks very strange, you know? But yeah, I hate it. I hate all of this, you know? And again, I want to make it clear, I love DLSS. I've been, bro, you know how many articles just this year alone I've been writing about how good DLSS is? I'm like, yo, you get a fucking, especially with the RAM shit going on, I'm like, yo, get yourself a 5070, turn on DLSS, you'll be happy as a motherfucker. I love DLSS, right? I don't love this shit. Look at this fucking video, bro. Look at this. The animation just looks stiff, you know? So they didn't improve the actual animation. So if you have this video gamey animation with this like hyper realistic face, it looks fucking weird, you know? Look at his body. Like, look, my man, what's up with your neck? You know? Nah, man, this ain't it, man. This is not it. I think I said my piece for the most part. So, jump in here, man. What do you guys think?
I mean, to be honest, you just said it all. I mean, it's all right there. Like, the thing about it is, it's like, yeah, the guys making this stuff are not, like, they're not thinking of this stuff as a piece of art. They're thinking of it as a product, as a piece of technology, which is two different things. You know, obviously their end goal is to essentially attempt to, you know, to make these things look more realistic. But the thing is that's not the case for everything. You're systemically, you know, hijacking the image that these developers put all this time into and essentially transforming it into something else. And that shouldn't be the thing. I mean, this is equivalent to, you know, motion flow, right? Motion flow, essentially what it does is it adds additional frames to films. Yeah. And the thing about it is that even people, you know, who like enjoy film, they didn't like that thing because it changed what the intent of the work was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, motion flow is a travesty too, you know?
Yeah. And you'll find people out there that swear by that bullshit. Essentially they want everything to look like a fucking soap opera, but it's like, it's not clear. It doesn't make anything look clearer. All it does is just it adds generated frames in between frames. That's it. And this one is just like, okay, we're just glazing right over this to essentially address an issue something that isn't really an issue. I'll just make the game look as best as it can. Don't fucking start changing the images around.
Yeah. Chris, you're going to say something, bro?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I watched part of Lord of the Rings with motion flow on, and I thought it looked like a soap opera. Well,
yeah, yeah. Like,
why does this look worse?
Yes, it looks worse. It looks
like trash. But yeah, I don't. This is like a worse insult because you're changing the art. If the developers and the designers, whatever, are making the best game possible, that's going to show in the product, right? It's not up to NVIDIA and some kind of algorithm and LLM and diffuser to come along and be a middleman between the content and you, right? It's not up to them. So I think this is ridiculous. As you said, it's insulting. I think to a very much degree, because this is not even a person deciding, like, hey, we want to change the quality or improve this product, right? It's an algorithm deciding that inside the drivers. So that's insane.
Yeah, and this is one of those rare cases where, you know, gamers and, you know, like the gaming industry are like largely united. Nobody likes this shit, you know? I got a couple of stats here. And again, just to prove that I'm not against LLM, I asked Grok, like, yo, give me a breakdown of all this drama, you know? And they got it right. This one I didn't know. The fucking YouTube video, because, you know, it was the whole thing. It was like 84% dislikes, bro. You know? And obviously there were some people that liked this stuff, but they got drowned out. Obviously, because everybody hated it. Again, game developers, gamers, everybody was like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, the people that actually value games as art, right? As something like that, they were like, no, man, what are we doing, right? Because they see AI shit every day, and now they got to see it in their video games, potentially. Nah, man. You know, that's why I was there. I didn't go too much as ham as publicly as I am now, because I saved the juicy stuff for Throwdown, obviously, you know. And again, I like the LSS. I like NVIDIA, right? But I got to keep it real. You know, this is not right. The way this was presented was not the right way. Nobody liked this. I can imagine that, you know, they had like a, you know, executive meeting. They probably thought, oh, man, gamers are going to love this shit. Look at this, because they were just thinking about it from a technological standpoint, right? Like, you know, I was talking to Torrance about this. He thinks this is fucking awesome, you know, but he understands where we're coming from, you know, because he's looking at it from a tech point. He's like, yo, fuck the faces. Like, look at the backgrounds. They look awesome. But if I focus on faces, I understand why people are mad. So I like Torrance's take. He likes it, but he understands why people are upset.
It's, you know? It's not only faces too. Like
the backgrounds are fucked up too. That, you know,
and that Resident Evil shot, it got rid of all the atmosphere in the background.
Yeah, and Hogwarts Legacy as well. Assassin's Creed. It's like, what are we doing right now? You know, there was in Assassin's Creed, like there was a scene of the ninja girl. She's like, you know, overlooking like a forest. The forest has these, like, you know, say what you will about Assassin's Creed as shadows. It's a nice looking game, right? You know, the forest had these like nice shadows and shit, lighting and everything, like, amazing, right? They put this fucking AI shit over it. Just everything's nicely lit, bright. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing right now, man? That's supposed to be quote unquote better? Nah, son. You know? Like a lot of articles went out about this. Only reason I haven't written an article is because I'm busy with fucking other stuff, you know? But like, but to be honest, like, and I'll give credit where credit's due. IGN put out a very good article about this, detailing why this is bad, you know, because, you know, like we've been saying here, it kills artistic intent. It makes every game look the same, you know. Hopefully, once developers get in there and tweak things, make it better. But again, what is this thing doing? It's pulling from the internet to, you know, adjust things or whatever, you know. That's why fucking Grace looks like every white girl, you know, on you know, in Hollywood right now, you know. Like, Grace looks like, you know, when people do those memes of like, hey, let's take an ugly female character, make her pretty. Like, it's like NVIDIA did that. An official company did that. You know, Grace is not ugly, obviously, but you get the point. Like, what the hell are we doing? That's the only thing that's the main thing that's been going through my head all week. Like, what the fuck are we doing right now, bro? What the fuck is this bullshit? You know, and then the tone deafness of these, you know, of Jensen Wang. And I have no problem with that. I like the leather jackets and shit. It's cool, you know, but it's like, bro, no, man, you're very out of touch about this right now, you know. So hopefully, you know, man, I was going to say, hopefully they look at the backlash and, you know, present it in a better way, because they're not going to back down. But they make so much money, right? They don't need us, man. They got their fucking data centers and shit. They don't need us anymore. The customers, the people that made them who they are, they don't need us anymore. So they can just shove the shit at us. And then you hear these fucking people going, oh, you could turn it off. You're missing the point, man. You're missing the point. Like, what the intention behind this, man. That's what you need to be worried about. Not whether you could turn it on or off. You know, it's just like, you know, I know this is off on a tangent. It's like these fucking people that are okay that because Val Kilmer's family signed off on like them using an AI version of him. Just because his family signed off on it doesn't make it okay. That is disgraceful, man. You can't just be doing shit like that, you know? And this underscores why people hate AI so much, the way they're shoving this shit at us, you know, in the worst ways possible. There's, again, there's some good things about this technology here, but the way it's being not only presented, but just forced on our fucking throats, you know? Open up fucking windows, right? You open up a fucking Word text and you get, you want me to summarize that for you? Bitch, you're a Word text. I don't want that fucking co-pilot shit in here. What the fuck are we doing right now? You know, Windows 11 used to be good until this bullshit got lumped in there. You know, everything has to have AI, 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 AI in your face. And you wonder why people are upset, why they're mad, you know, because you want them to accept something because it makes you money, not because it makes their lives better, you know. And now this bullshit is creeping into our games like this, man. It is fucking sad, bro. You know, anyway. Whoever hasn't had a chance to speak, keep going. I know I've been taking up space, and I'm legit fucking mad about this shit, man.
I mean, again, you said it all right there. It's like it's everything, all of this stuff. Every one of these things is trying to justify itself, right?
Yeah.
It's essentially fixing something that wasn't actually a problem. Did we ask NVIDIA that you know, we needed to glaze over people's faces? No, we didn't ask them to change. Again. This stuff is not.
I'm sorry, you put it correctly. They're solving a problem that wasn't there.
Yeah, there was. Did we need that problem to be solved? Why are we why are we changing the graphics themselves? The whole point of DLSS is to essentially get rid, you know, essentially clean up the image to the point where you don't get all that buzzing around that happens from raw pixels and stuff. So it could be used instead of an anti-aliasing solution because of just what is being fed in there. And then obviously because it does this stuff, you can also run like lower resolution images. It's been saving this Nintendo Switch as of late.
Again, DLSS is good, man. You know, I'm not against. I have to keep repeating because people just see things so black and white. You know, shout out to Torrance Davis in the chat. He goes, "It's coming for porn next. It's already in porn, man." You know, you go to Pornhub. You know, I don't know why. Maybe for research, right? You see these fucking AI porn videos. It's already there. You know, and those fucking AI companions. Torrance, how many companions do you have, brother? But yeah, it's like you said, man, it's just being shoved in our faces, a problem we didn't have, you know, and you're corrupting what is otherwise a great technology. DLSS is dope, you know, but there's a difference between machine learning, which is what it usually do, and this fucking large language shit thrown on top of it. It is a, you know, generative AI. That is a very different thing, you know, and ironic enough, Jensen Wang was the one that detailed, oh yeah, we are using that, but you don't understand what's happening. By the way, that's the other fucking narrative that I can't stand. Oh, you're upset because you don't understand what's happening. I don't need, bro, I understand what my fucking eyes tell me, bro. What the fuck? Oh, let me read 50,000 papers so I can understand what's happening. I understand what's happening, but I don't give a fuck because my eyes tell me it's shit. You know, like, don't tell me not to believe my eyes, bro. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know, these arrogant motherfuckers on Twitter talking that shit, you know? But again, thankfully, they're being drowned out, you know? It's insane, man. I mean, yeah, and me too, Torrance. I want that small language model, you know? Oh, man. Brian, get in here, bro. I want to hear your thoughts, man.
First of all, Tony, a wise man once told me to mean your puns.
So yeah.
Please do. But my actual thoughts, again, I'm with Tony here. Tech is, again, it's really cool. I think it's fascinating that it just works the way it does. I am pretty sure that they had to do some really cool things behind the scenes to get it to work. So props on the tech front. On the other front, yeah, when I seen that first image of Grace, I was like, this is disgraceful. pun intended. It just looked like AI filter face, and I just could not unsee it. And every other clip afterwards had the same look to it. Like, there was the one on the Hogwarts Legacy with the guy on the cart in the mines.
Bring that up, Carlos, if you can.
Face,
oh my god, that face.
That face looks very similar to the Grace face. Like, you can put those two side by side and say to people, oh, is this the same game? And they would probably say yes. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, games shouldn't already look, shouldn't all look the same, even though that they're all pretty much 95% Unreal Engine 5 anyway. But that's kind of the problem. It's like, we already have a big problem that games look the same as it is. So now this will just make them somehow look even more the same, which is not even possible, but it is. And the funniest thing that gets me every single time is this is being showcased by NVIDIA. Mm-hmm. You know, NVIDIA, the famous people that make graphics cards. Oh, wait. They're not making graphics cards anymore because it doesn't make them any money. AI makes them money. So it's like, so what's the point? Like, they released this cool AI thing for video games, even though that, like, you can't buy one because all the chips are going to data centers. So, okay, I guess this is going to be for the six people that can't afford 5090s, which are still available. Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just wrong on so many levels, and I honestly don't... Okay, I can believe that they thought it was a good idea, but it's not a good idea. And I'm... Yeah, I don't know how they'll walk it back. But, again, it's NVIDIA. They're buying all the graphics cards. I don't think they care if people like it or not, because I think they just need to justify the AI that they're involved in. So I think there's just a step in that direction.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, then stocks crash and people get very upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck to them.
No, I agree with that. Rich, I want to get your thoughts, man.
All right. Well, let me say, this has been a very entertaining. I've just been laughing in the background because, you know, yeah, y'all were very, yeah, I think y'all were on point with everything you said. Obviously, Tony, I agree. So I guess we can confirm that Resident Evil Requiem did not survive the horror of this particular presentation that we saw, you know. Yeah. No, but seriously, I will say this, you know, I don't necessarily hate AI. Like you said, some people do use it on a regular basis in some capacity. But I think the fact that they did this and you did not have any consent from anybody at Capcom, including the artists, the people who are actually designing the stuff, I think that tells you everything you need to know about this situation, because obviously they were not happy with what they saw either. So I think it's funny if there are people defending, saying that this is amazing, when they ignore the fact that even the devs themselves said, no, wait a second, this is not what we want to see. So I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, Rich, but, I want to, this is something you said in our private chat, and I 100% agree. You said, as soon as the developers told you they didn't like this, that conversation should have ended right there. I agree with you on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, I know there are some people out there, they saw this, they thought it was amazing. It's all good, but yeah, like you said, when the developers said, "Hey, we didn't know anything about this was happening," I mean, that's it. The game is over at that point. So obviously, we will see where things go from here. But I will also add that, you know, obviously, I know a lot of people are talking about next generation, next gen. As you guys have said on this show multiple times, I mean, shit, we still need to get the most we need out of this generation. There's a whole bunch of games coming. And again, this hasn't really reached the end of this generation yet, even though people are saying these other consoles are coming next year or so on and so forth. I still feel like this generation, we still have a lot more to experience. So I'm not thinking too far ahead with next gen because, yeah, we still have a lot more to see and play before we get to that point.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right, man. Yeah, very disgraceful. I think that you should have called the episode that. What's up, Carlos?
I think this is, obviously, this is like the most extreme, or maybe not even, but this is like a pretty tough example of how to represent what is happening. But like, just imagine I pick some an image from Manny's portfolio, and then I put an AI filter on it and be like, yo, does it look better?
Yeah. And the Banny, the sad part is some motherfuckers will go, yeah, it does look better. You know,
yeah, they'll say that, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, that does look better, because they're not thinking of it in the terms of a person. That's why all of this shit happened. They're not thinking about, oh, hey, I'm just taking somebody's work. In fact, there's proven proof that they were targeting people's work specifically to do these things. So they're not thinking of these people as people. They're just thinking of it as, quote unquote, content.
Yeah. Manny, the Mona Lisa example that we talked about is a good one, you know?
I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, again, when we're talking about art, you know, the way games get treated compared to like actual art, like the Mona Lisa, like you don't see people go out to the, you know, to the Louvre and pull the Mona Lisa off the wall and say, and just repaint over the whole damn thing because they didn't like the way Leonardo da Vinci painted it. But yet and all, you see all that stuff in games. You see people chopping out shit and putting out things. Oh, hey, look and change this and put this in there. You know, we have a naked mod for Leon Kennedy in the game. It's all the same shit to me.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know what I mean? You're right.
It's all stuff that you know, it may not be the same sort of like the same sort of situation, but it's still, you know, poisoning intent.
Yeah. No, you're right. You know, so it's like, yeah, are you okay? No, go ahead, Carl. Yeah, are you okay with them just redoing classic art and shit just to make it, quote unquote, look better? Oh, that medieval shit, no forced perspective on it. Let me use AI to fucking fix that real quick. Like, what? Come on, bro. Go ahead, Carl.
Let's go and add some eyebrows on the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Give
her tits too, bro. Make her lips,
you know. Yeah. Throw the sexy filter on the Mona Lisa and just put that one up in the Louvre and just throw that other one away.
Yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, I will say another thing. I'm a proponent of gatekeepers. That's the word.
Gatekeepers. Yeah,
I'm a proponent of gatekeepers, and I'm actually kind of proud of you know, our fellow gamers for standing up for this. You know, usually we're divided on for several different reasons, but this is the one of the great unifiers. There's still some stranglers out there, you know, yelling at the world. But for the most part, like Tony mentioned, it's mostly everyone is upset at this. And, you know, I'm glad people are speaking out against this stuff.
Yeah, people are divided on Crimson Desert. They're not divided on this issue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I am, you know, very glad that gamers are speaking out and developers speaking out. So maybe, you know, we'll see. Because I also understand that the NVIDIA purposely cranked that thing up to 100, you know, just like really show it off or whatever. But it's just amazing to me that they didn't anticipate there would be backlash. I'm like, are you serious? But they're not seeing it that way. They don't look at, you know, these companies in general do not understand how much people dislike AI. And the reason they dislike AI is because they've been shoved in their faces. It's not they don't hate it because of what it is, right? Because it is admittedly impressive and useful. Look at Grok right now, bro. I asked this motherfucker, yo, tell me the whole, you know, drama that happened with DLSS. My man goes at the end, yo, you want me to give you exact video clips and X posts? That's helpful, right? Again, I got nothing wrong with the fucking technology, right? But when you have something forced on you all the fucking time, you become resentful, and that's what's happening. And I don't think these companies like NVIDIA fully appreciate that. You know, you telling us that this is the future and we have to accept it, so to make people fucking resentful, even if there's utility in the technology, you know? Oh, and then he came out again. Oh, don't call it slop. You're diminishing it. No, bro. You're diminishing it by just forcing it on people. People don't like that shit, you know?
We don't want to normalize it.
Yeah, exactly. Let it happen naturally. Don't just fucking shove the shit in our face, destroy the economy over this shit. Take our fucking graphics cards and our RAM, you know? Fucking OpenAI basically hoarding 40% of the world's RAM. I wish I was making that number up. I wish I was making that fucking number up. 40% of the world's shit, bro. And they expect us just to like this stuff? With no tangible real benefit. There's some benefit for sure, but not enough to make people embrace this shit the way they want us to, you know? So, to answer my own question, no, they don't understand how people feel. they just like, oh, they just looking amongst themselves. Oh, that shit's dope. That shit's dope. That shit's dope. Everybody's gonna love it. They don't look outside. You know, it's sad.
Yeah, half of the world's RAM.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like 100 Chrome tabs.
Yeah, you know. And yes, it's sure enough, of course, we did say that earlier. Yeah, it does. It does at least make Starfield look better. I'll give you that. Oh man,
that's a Bethesda thing, man.
There you go.
That's a Bethesda thing, and it's definitely and you guys might speak better on this, but that's definitely not a Kojima thing.
No, it's not. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because Death Stranding 2 came out on PC today. People were like, "Hey, look at this shit! They don't have fucking DLSS 5. It looks way better." You know, because they're trying to tell you, oh, mm-hmm. you know, because some people were saying, Carlos, like, oh, we're not going to have this kind of advanced, like, you know, shaders or whatever for years. I'm like, what about Kojima? He's doing this shit now. He's been doing mm-hmm. it, you know? So don't give me that bullshit. Yep. Oh, we're not going to, systems aren't advanced enough for this type of stuff. Look at Kojima, bro. Fuck.
You can see the art.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's already there, man. You know? So, yeah, Starfield aside, nah, son, this ain't it. All right, do we have any more thoughts on this? I think I pretty much said what I needed to. It's fucking bullshit, bro. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep, pretty much. Unless anybody wants to bring up some, I legit don't even know what else happened in gaming this week. Manny, I know you wanted to talk about Pragmata or something.
No, I mean, all they did was they just showed a little bit more gameplay. It's not a big deal. No.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise we just end the show now. End it early, you know? Oh, man. Yeah, let's start wrapping it up, man. I'm mad. But you know what I'm not mad about? The return of the Invincible podcast, bro. We are back, baby. So this Saturday, we're going to be reviewing the first 3 episodes. I believe they're already streaming now, right? So I'll make sure I have to watch those motherfuckers on Friday, you know? 3 episodes, so it's gonna be, you know, me, Carlos, Chris, hopefully, Rich and Dana. So that'll be a lot of fun, and we're gonna keep that gravy train rolling until we get to the end of season 4. It's gonna be fun, man. Again, Invincible is the only show I watch, man. So I'm very, very stoked for this one. This season's gonna be crazy. That's all I'm gonna say.
Gotta have something.
So yeah, so check that out over at the Coalition's website and the YouTube channel. And speaking of about the Coalition, Rich was coming up on the Coalition this weekend. Yes.
Yeah. So as Tony mentioned, looking forward to the return of the Invincible podcast. I'm actually working on something Invincible related.
Ooh.
I do not know if I will be done with this before Friday, but, stay tuned. Yeah, because like I said, I played Invincible Versus. Nice. So I had quite a bit of things to say about that experience because I played multiple versions of that game. So look for that in the future, hopefully before the podcast, but stay tuned. I have a preview of Pragmata currently on the website and on our YouTube channel because I did play that when I went to GDC San Francisco. So if you want to hear my thoughts, check out the website or check out the video on the Coalition Gaming. I also have an article I will be posting up tomorrow about Tides of Annihilation because that's another game that I also saw at GDC. So stay tuned for that. And of course, like I always say, it's busy season. There's a lot of games coming out. There's a lot of things I'm still working on. So definitely make sure you stay tuned to the website and the Coalition Gaming as well because a lot of great things coming your way soon.
Yeah, and of course, check out the TV Terminal, you know.
Yes.
Shout out to Adam. Manny, what you got?
Yes. So, I'm not going to talk about TMNT.
That's done, son.
Battle Nexus number 5. It's done. But we have right now is Blood and Thunder number 11, which is out on the streets right now, covered by Carter Randolph and myself, doing on the color. No, if you're into it, it's a book written by Robert Kirkman and drawn by EJ, Tech Jacket Group. Tech Jacket, key note to if you are interested in a certain Invincible show.
Oh, man, we're tying it all together.
Which, by the way, me, Kari, and I both did work on the second part of Tech Jacket. So good stuff. So, yeah, they called us back to do some covers. And also C2E2. that is next week, which will mean I am actually may not be on the podcast next week. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm staying at a friend's place out in Chicago. And maybe I'll pop in and say what's up. So if you're in the Chicago area, I will have some pretty cool stuff. Obviously nothing like, you know, the Metal Gear books and all that stuff, but I do have a few new prints. If you've looked at my social media, I've been teasing a Resident Evil Requiem piece that I'm currently working on. It's been getting a lot of traction. So yeah, it was going to be a cool picture, a cool piece with the Leon and a bunch of other characters on there. So that should be there. And the Pragmata piece I have. Ooh. And then, let's see what else. What was the other one? It was a Romeo Must Die piece that also showed on one. So yeah, if you're in Chicago, that is on the 27th of this month. C2E2.
Hey, Quell, if you live a bit south M14. Of if you live a bit south of Chi-Town, go give Manny a visit, bro.
Well, I mean, he has to have a ticket because like New York Comic Con. Just like New York Comic Con, those tickets go pretty damn quick. But I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm not sure if they're still available. They haven't said if they were sold out. But yeah, come by. Say what's up.
Good stuff. All right. Let's get out of here, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join a Discord. Shout out to the Discord group. You guys were very lively this week. So shout out to you guys. And of course, we are on your favorite podcast app. So you can find us there and listen to us. Although I suggest for this episode, you may want to watch it because, you know, we had a lot of visual stuff going on. Visual aid God, you know. That's it, man. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
Yeah, Starfield is come out for PC. No, for PC. PlayStation. And it seemed like no one mentioned that. So I thought I would.
No one cares.
That's exactly. So it's kind of, wait, so Starfield and its faces are going to be on that on the PlayStation?
Yes, they're destined to haunt the PlayStation.
Yes. Well done. Hey, maybe the PSSR update will fix it.
you know?
Yeah. All right, man. Get on Twitter and check out those DLSS5 memes. That's the only thing that came out of this, man. That was good. Those memes are fucking hilarious. My favorite one is the Kratos one. You know, they use the Amazon Kratos. It's great. Anyway, we shall return on Sunday, man. Later.
Laters. You lying.